Paul Cast Audio presents The Entertainer and the Dybbuk by Sid Fleischman.
The decision had to be made to annihilate every Jewish child and to make this people disappear from the face of the earth. This is being accomplished. Heinrich Himmler, chief hangman of the Nazi Holocaust and leader of the dreaded German SS squads in a 1943 speech. Strutting about like vultures in black uniforms, SS killers wore death skull insignias on their caps. Chapter 1. In the gray, bombed-out city of Vienna, Austria, an American ventriloquist opened the closet door of his hotel. Still in his tuxedo and overcoat, the Great Freddy intended to put away the battered suitcase in which he carried his silent wooden dummy. But there on the floor sat a gaunt man with arms folded across his knees, waiting. After a second glance, the Great Freddy realized it was a child, a long-legged child with the hungry look of a street kid. In the deep shadows, the intruder glowed faintly, as if sprayed with moonlight.
Well, howdy,
said the ventriloquist, startled.
Waiting for a bus?
Waiting for you, Mr. Yankee Doodle, sir.
The entertainer, thin as a cornstalk from his native Nebraska, grinned and shucked his overcoat. Someone's idea of a prank, was this?
If you're under the notion that all Yanks are millionaires and an easy touch, you may go through my pockets. I'm just about broke. Tapped out.